Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Brown, business as usual, or is this really unusual?
No, business as usual. It's just that it's not usually covered, not reported upon, because it comes from somebody's great aunt who came here many years ago and has since died, but nobody remembers she was dead.
You're talking about how the money is transferred?
Yes.
Straw donors or shadow donors? Yeah.
Well, you've hosted a number of inaugural committees. How's it usually work?
Well, you do your best to make sure that the source of the money that goes for inauguration comes from appropriate sources. The worst thing you can do is put your candidate, your now elected official, in the embarrassing position of having to explain, because invariably the elected official is not at all involved in the inaugural process. Literally.
Do people have to sign an attestation when they make this kind of donation that the money is legitimate within the bounds of the rules around that?
Well, hopefully the people you have running the operation would require that. How you do it, though, best is you set up a whole new nonprofit committee. And that committee goes with a good quality lawyer, not connected to the campaign, etc. And you pay the bookkeeper and you go out of business 10 or 12 days after the inauguration is over with the books clean completely, and you offer total transparency. And when you do that, then you worry about being criticized afterwards.
Isn't part of the problem that they raised more than twice as much money as what Obama raised for his inauguration and had less than half the crowd?
Well, I'm not sure that, Susan, they
said
they had half the crowd. As I recall, they claimed they had twice the crowd. But that's typical of Trump. But you got to understand, these are people who had never been involved in the world of politics. They had never been involved in the reporting process. They're not pros at it at all. And so there is the distinct possibility that they did something that was not good without intentions.
All right, on that
front, well, he's been defending criminal defense
about this
at times.
Well, usually that is what you, Your Honor, yeah. He might have done it, but they didn't mean to. My client didn't mean to.
But I'm
the store
you.
Was there. The gates were down. He misunderstood it. The crowbar, you know, sometimes you got to resort to
You got to get your last shot in. You got 30 seconds. Sir.
Okay, question. Why are these inaugurals so damn expensive? Whether it's the mayor, the governor, or the president, you have these committees because you have these vanity displays that wind up costing millions of dollars.
Because everybody wishes to put on a good show. You know, Bonner and Bailey and those cats would have been really successful if they'd been doing inaugurations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.